we are up to. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We did that already. We are up to the next sugya. Okay, can I trouble somebody? Again, here I am. Trouble somebody. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. I have no idea where they are. They're here? Yeah, they're here, right here. I'm sorry. Gimel. Thank you very much. Thank you. I guess they must be learning this now. No, they're not. Are they? Maybe. Mamish. Okay. There's going to be two issues in this Gemara. And this is Machlokes Rishayim and how to understand it. One is, the Chiyuv of Chinuch is for sure on the father, and according to most Rishayim on the mother as well. And there's all, is it on anybody else or not? So that's the Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim learn that there's a Chiyuv of Chinuch on everybody, every adult. And that is the Shita of the Ramah Paskins. Gia Lachinuch, everybody has to keep the kid away from doing Yisurim. Some Rishayim learn, Chiyuv Chinuch is only on dad and mom. Everybody else does not have a Chiyuv Chinuch. That is the Shita of the Machaber. We're going to be entering a sugya. We're going to talk about, do you have to stop a katan from doing an Isser? So the Rishayim want to know, what's with Chinuch? So those Rishayim that say that the Chiyuv Chinuch is only on dad, not on anybody else. So those Rishayim will say that, very simple, there's no Chiyuv Chinuch on anybody else. Question is, do we have to stop him from doing an Isser, period, without the Chiyuv of educating him, to stop him from doing an Isser? That's the Shaila, because he's doing, I'll get to that in a second. Those Rishayim that say that the Chiyuv Chinuch is on everybody have a problem with this whole Gemara. Where the Gemara will have a Shaila, do you have to stop a kid or not? What happened to Chinuch? So they will learn that this whole sugya is talking about a kid that's not chinuch age. Do you have to stop him from doing an iser? That's the shittas in the Rishayim.
But if it would be chinuch age,
then... Chinuch age, they would have to because of the Indian of chinuch. Right.
I
don't see a grandfather being chayv of chinuch. It doesn't say anywhere that he's any different. Again, I didn't see anybody say that a grandfather is chayv.
Is there any concept of arvus besides chinuch?
Not the kid. Well, that's...
To the governor, his father.
No, doesn't say that anywhere. Again, doesn't say that. Now, that's stopping him from doing an Isser. Besides for that, and I'm sorry I'm spending time on the introduction because it's very necessary. There is an Isser to give the cotton something that's Usser. Whether I have to stop him from eating treif is one question, but I definitely cannot give him treif. Whether I have to stop him from Chilul Shabbos is one question, but I definitely can't tell him to be Mechilul Shabbos. Again, we're talking about, there's no, pick your choice. Either we're talking about Lahi Gia L'Chinuch, or we're talking about a Gia L'Chinuch not for the father. Also, another thing in the mix, we'll leave that for the Gemara. Now, the other thing is, there's a Machlokes Rishayim. Again, whether chinuch includes stopping him from doing averus or only for positive. There's some rishayim that hold that the chi of chinuch of the father is to tell him to do mitzvahs, but not to stop him from doing averus. Some rishayim say if you have to stop him, you have to start. The reason they do that is because the chinuch is to train him to do the right thing. Not necessarily to keep him away from doing the wrong thing. It's a machlokes rishayim. We'll leave it at that. So those rishayim that say there's no chinuch on Lavan can learn this gemara even a gila chinuch, and even of the father, but it doesn't make a difference because he doesn't have to stop him from Lavan. So therefore, to put it in perspective, we have three different approaches to this gemara. Either we're talking about everybody, father and everybody else, and no difference what age cotton, but there's no chiyuv chinuch in keeping away from Yisurim. And therefore, chinuch is not a factor in our Gemara. The Gemara doesn't bring the word chinuch in once. Or you go to the other end of the spectrum. Everybody is chayv chinuch. even to keep people away from Yisurim. And this whole Gemara is talking about a kid that's under Chinuch age. That's the other end. Or you have the middle Shita. The father is Chayiv and Chinuch. Everybody else is not. So for the father, it would have to be Loyagil and Chinuch. For everybody else, it wouldn't make a difference because they're not Chayiv and Chinuch. So you have three different approaches in how to learn this Gemara. The Mechaber Paskins, the Chayiv Chinuch is only in dad, not in anybody else. The Ramah Paskins, Chayiv Chinuch is in everybody. That's the Machlok. Nobody Paskins the third Shita that there's no Chinuch on Lavan, Lahalacha Lamaisa. So the Mechaber Paskins, that I don't have to be Mechaynach anybody else's child, right? Even if he's 10, I have no Chayiv to stop him. According to the Gemara that says, according to the Mandiyamu, where we pass him, you're not mechuyev to stop him from doing Yisurim. I have no chiyev to stop him. I'm not mechuyev in Chinuch. The father would be mechuyev, but I'm not. And the Ramah says, not true. I have to stop him. And the only subject of whether I have to stop a katan is only a katan that's under Chinuch. Now, if he's under Chinuch, I'm just one more part of my introduction. Why should you have to stop him? He's a little kid. He's 4 years old. He doesn't understand anything. So the Achrayim explained it in the following way. A katan is not chayev. Does that mean that what he's doing is not an isser? Or does that mean it's an isser but not punishable? A three-year-old eats chazer. Did he commit an isser or not? Now, he's not going to have to pay for this. There's no retribution, not in this world, not in the next world, for a kid that's Lohigil and Chinuch for eating treif. Did he do an Isser? Or it's not even Isser for him. If you hold it's not even Isser for him, why stop him? There's no Chinuch, not age, he doesn't understand. It's not an Isser. But if you hold that it's an Isser, but listen, he's a kid, he doesn't understand. But if I can stop him, I'm going to stop him. Why should he do an act of Isser? Why? It's Isser. Why should I let him do Isser? Not good for the soul. That's the way that Chayim explains.
Yeah, you cross the line. First, it's not punishable, but somehow they did a tough on
the... Yes, that could be true. That could be true. No. Again, it's a good question. By eating treif is the hardest one. But again, it pashtus, it is matamtum delays. It is matamtum delays. But again, I'm just trying to...
I have a question. It seems a little counterintuitive that...
The question is obligation. You want to be a nice guy. Listen, in America today, you walk over and tell somebody else to skip what to do, the father will walk over to you and say, leave my kid alone, it's none of your business. That's how it works today. Trust me. Nobody wants anybody else telling his kid what to do. Once upon a time, the father would walk over to the guy and say, thank you for giving my kid mussar. Today they say, stay out of my kid's business.
We're not moving in the right direction, Rebbe.
No, we are not. That's why Mashiach's coming. That's the only thing that can save this world. That's reality. Okay. So this is very important in the background, because the Gemara is going to talk about it, and the word chinuch is not going to be mentioned once. Not once. So there are different opinions that I learned it.
That's what drives this question.
That's the driver of this question. Now, the next part of the question is going to be, as we see in the Gemara, is there a difference between biblical Yisurim and rabbinic Yisurim? Because rabbinic Yisurim are less usher. Explain. The reason I don't do Rabbanon is because I listen to the Rabbanon, not because the thing is in what word am I looking at? It's not usher. What?
Good.
Intrinsically, that's the word I'm looking for. It's not intrinsically usher. It's that I have to listen to the Rabbanon. A four-year-old doesn't have to listen to the Rabbanon. So that might make a big difference here. So we'll put all that on the table, and we'll learn the Gemara. Zakti Gemara Baiter. I am on Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis.
Okay.
two lines in the bottom. 113B, two lines in the bottom. So I assume it's five. Three, wow. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, Irchusulay Miftachah the Beis Medrash, B'Shus HaRabim. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna lost the keys to the Beis Medrash in the street. Right? He lost the keys. Happens. And Asa Lekame, they take out the word B'Shabbat. Asa Lekame de Repetas. He came in front of Repetas. He said, it's Shabbos now. I lost the keys yesterday. I lost the keys in the street. I can't find them. What do I do? The Beis Medrash is locked, and the keys are in the street. Amalei zil dvar kli v'talya. Take a boy or girl. Take boys or girls. V'letayli hasam. Let them walk there. Tell them, you know, take them for a walk. The imashkechulu maisulu. If they find it, don't carry it. They don't know. Little kids. Now, again, gilichanach, why gilichanach? That'll depend on that machloikas. This is not his kids. He's taking other kids, walking them down the street. He's not telling them a thing. He's not telling them find the keys. But kids are kids. If they find a set of keys, they'll say, oh, a set of keys, and they'll pick it up, and they'll carry it. You'll just rob them. He told them he's allowed to do that. Al Miksavar. Cotton, eichel, the velus, ain bezin mitzvah lepushet. A cotton that eats the velus, bezin is not mechuyev to separate him. Now again, according to some rishayim, that will be even higiyah lechinuch, if it's not your kids. According to other rishayim, it will be loy higiyah lechinuch. Now because we paskin like the Ramah, I'm not going to do this over and over again at every point in the Gemara. So I will assume that chinuch applies to everybody. That's how the Ramah paskins. And therefore, I will learn this whole sugya as a katan shaloi yagiyah lechinuch. Again, I could do this at every step of the way, go through the two opinions, but to keep clarity, I'm going to pick one opinion, and it's not like I am the machriya, but it's a machloikas mechaber and ramah. The mechaber in Shem Mem Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos says that only a father and father and the mishnebura as a mother and mechuyev lechinuch, not anybody else. And the ramah says, the yeshai mem, the chos that becut the loy gear lechinuch, av gear lechinuch tzrichim lafrishai.
Everybody.
Rabbi Margaretin? Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
Why did the Bach take out the word Shabbata? Otherwise the question doesn't start.
Because he didn't lose it on Shabbos. How could he lose it on Shabbos, the adult?
He wasn't carrying it.
I mean, maybe if you like a Shabbos belt or something.
That's why the Bach takes it out, because he doesn't have a Shabbos belt. So he said he lost the keys, and now it was Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi, what is Rav Yitzchak going to do once the kids find it?
He's going to bring it to the shul. The kid's going to walk with him. They're going to walk to shul. The kid has the keys.
So
when he gets to shul, so he'll have the keys.
I know, but is he going to instruct the kids? What is he going to do once they found it? They found the key.
He can't instruct the kid. But kids find keys. They say, oh, we found keys. And they'll walk with him continuing to show, and he'll have the keys.
Okay.
That's even receptive. He's not telling, stopping them or telling them to do anything. He didn't do it.
But now that they pick up the keys. Now that they found it in the keys, and they're walking a block in Rosh Hashanah. Or bringing it in from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. He's letting them do an Isser, and he's not stopping them. If it were your kid, right, well, Yilachinuch at least, you would say, excuse me, it's Shabbos today. Just like when you see your kid doing something on Shabbos, he's not allowed to. You say, you can't do that, it's Shabbos. Exactly. Again, to avoid getting involved, it's a machloikas rishayim, and it's a machloikas in halacha. The mechaber paskins this can be even over chinuch because we're dealing with not his own kids. The Mermos says it's talking about lo yigil chinuch because yigil chinuch. I have a chiyuv to be mechanech your kids as well. Doesn't sit well, United States of America, that I should be mechanech other kids. Trust me, as a rebbe, you have a problem being mechanech other people's kids. Coach kid, if you're not a rebbe.
Take his own children to do that?
No! Then it goes back. Again, I'm trying to get this. So in order to avoid constantly repeating this, I'm going to stick to one shot.
The Lord is Because the Kuli Alma, he says they don't have to?
That's the Shaila, Bezim, Mitzvah, preacher or not.
Oh, yeah.
Which I explained that the Shaila, is it an Isser, or is it only a, or not?
And your own children, they wouldn't have this.
No, it would be the same thing. Once it's La'igil Chinuch, it's your own children as well. Again, the Gemara doesn't say whose children they were.
Oh,
right, if you learn that...
Okay.
If it's La'yagiyah L'chanuch, it can be his children. I'm trying to avoid repeating this machlokes over and over again. Rashi, Devar tell you, Hanik, Tinnikus, kids, Scharim and Akevis. Talia is a boy, Talia is a girl.
Just to go and say, the shul lost the keys, that's also an issur?
That's not so simple, because you're telling them to go look for it.
No, you're out there, they found the keys. Oh, that's funny, the shul lost the keys.
Don't say anything.
No, just say,
why you say anything? Don't say anything.
My question is, if I did say something.
Can you hint to a kid?
Yes.
That's the Shiloh Pashtus not, no. Because then he's doing it because you're telling him to do it.
You're encouraging him.
You're telling them to just go for a walk.
Exactly. Let's take a walk.
I was talking more like after he found it, how are you going to get him to take it to the next?
Because the kids are excited. They found a bunch of keys. They feel adult-like.
Yeah, that's very good. You found a bunch of keys.
But they might run off to somewhere
They might not. Listen.
That was my only question.
I don't know. It doesn't talk about it. I don't want to enter this in
anymore.
Come with me. Let him play there. Shabbos Haisa. Rashi adds it was Shabbos.
Rabbi, just on a side, about the pushing the air conditioner a little, you retire with your 2-year-old, and 2-year-old.
Putting off a lot of light.
Okay, so I knew this would come up. We blocked and cut Michael Nevelis, aim Bazin Mitzvah, and love Rishai. Right. So a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, if he's doing it because he knows you want it, it's usher. Doing it because he enjoys playing with buttons, it's mutter. So therefore, he loves to switch switches. The kid has an age; they love to put up and down. So then you're allowed to walk by and he'll switch the switch because he doesn't think you're doing it for him. But if you hold him there and he figures out this is what you want me to do, it's usher. Because then he's doing it for you, and that's us. It's a good thing to know. There's other halacha shailas that I'll leave from Mirch Shem for when we get to the end of the sugya. Interesting halacha shailas to come up l'maisa from this Gemara. Interesting. Again, it also depends. Is electricity the right? Is it Rabbanon? Is it incandescent bulbs? Is it... LEDs, which is only a drabanan, but according to the Chazai Nish, every electricity is a deraisa. Some people are machmer the Chazai Nish, some people are not machmer the Chazai Nish. Again, so it's very complicated. But at this point, we'll stick to Rishus HaRabim and we'll leave the air conditioner alone. Kid cannot do something. It's going to be clear in the Gemara because he thinks his dad wants him to do it. He can only do it because it's enjoyable for him, not for his dad.
For a goy that's in your house, actually.
Well, there's going to be a difference between a guy and a kid for coming up.
He's in a baby from Nevela.
I'm sorry?
Did you say you're not allowed to be mafish? You don't have to, or what?
Correct. Correct. See, you want to ask me for a good idea? It's not good for people to ingest Nevela. You're asking me to be a nice guy that ate the taiva? It's one thing. Do I have to stop him? No.
I think on Shabbos, you're not allowed to stop a kid from playing with mucks of toys because that ruins.
Not allowed to? Why can't I stop him?
I thought you're not supposed to stop him.
Not mechuyev to stop him.
But I'm allowed to on Shabbos?
If you want to be that kind of a parent, because don't they?
My parents
are wrong. Well, if you want to let him because you think he enjoys it, you don't want to get involved, you're allowed to do that. Allowed is a different word than that.
That was really obligated. When are you allowed to? When are you not allowed to?
Well, that's the Gemara's question. Am I mechuyev to stop him or not?
Will it be a final answer?
We paskin that you're not mechuyev to stop him.
Is it?
You want the final answer? The Gemara doesn't come out to the Maskana. Halacha paskins any mitzvah on lavrusha. Not on any iser. Not on any avera. If he's lo yigil l'chinuch.
And Logan, it says
Tinochus
and Rashi.
That means, like, according to the
end, what is Tinochus?
You missed my whole introduction.
Yeah, I
said that we're going to learn this Gemara that it's Lo Yigil. To avoid issues, that's how we're going to learn. Lo Yigil. He doesn't understand. I'm telling you, you have a kid. Does he understand Shabbos or not? At what age does he begin to understand there's a concept of Shabbos that has prohibition? That's a Yilichanach. 6, 7, 5. A 3-year-old doesn't understand.
So a 3-year-old could be a 5 or 6-year-old.
Again, it depends on the kid.
It's objective.
My kid. A guy. He's not a guy. I'm glad Avram Cohn is second your question. You've joined.
Mike
Freund, he seconded his question this week. Now he's seconding your question. You made it. You can check yourself off.
I see all the time and I'm walking to.
Right, because first of all, there's an Arab in town. So there's no issue of carrying. Kids can carry anything.
That's not. Right. Let's say a football, for example.
Right.
So there's no problem with that at all.
Are we learning Hilchos Shabbos now? We're going to go through all of the Shabbos.
The thing is,
what's about carrying a football?
Organized game. I've seen organized.
Can the guy know? Does he know how to throw a pass?
Are you betting on the game?
Everyone's meeting over here.
I had a story. Kids played in front of my house, not in front of my house, but across the street. They played kickball.
What?
Kickball. Kickball is the fairest usher in the Mishnah Berurah. Because anything that goes on the ground is usher, maybe it'll be mash magumais, you'll smooth out the ground. But there's a difference between football and kickball. Football. What? Even on cement, not so posh. But for sure on grass. And they were playing on grass. So, football is more mature because football is not on the ground. It's a game you throw.
You stamp on the ground, you tackle.
Yeah, but that's not the game is not meant to be on the ground.
You're not fixing the ground.
Exactly. Whereas kickball, a bump in the ground bothers the kickball, so you might smooth it out. So I saw the kids playing. So I went. I didn't say anything. It was Shabbos afternoon. I called the kid's father. His kid was ready by mitzvah, and I told him that this is usher. Of course, I was nice, and I said, I think it's usher. So he went to his LOR, and his LOR hemmed and hawed and hawed and hemmed. I said, Mefer Shemishna Barua, I don't know why he was hemming and hawing. Maybe it's different, maybe it's not. I don't know. I did mine.
What? Maybe the Rebbe should have told him about looking at Mishnah Barua.
I did. After he came and told me my rabbi wasn't so sure, I told him, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. He seems to be pretty sure.
No, why don't you go to the rabbi?
I don't get involved in that. I don't. The rabbi knew the Mishnah Berurah. I think he just was like caught off guard. He didn't say it's military, he just like didn't.
Maybe it's a full membership, and you guys
some people are big comedians around here now.
Why don't you tell the kid? And I'm not criticizing anything. I'm just trying to understand. He was open to our mitzvah.
Why didn't I tell the kid? Because it's somebody else's kid. No, please do. In America today, you tell kids anything. Usually the father comes over and says, why are you telling my kid? Why are you getting involved in me, my big family? That's the normal reaction.
You say I'm concerned about your kid.
So I told the father. Kid was playing with his friends. I want to be mavazim in front of the whole place. Fellows, Rabbi said you guys are being Michal Shabbos. I called the father after Shabbos. That's what I did. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I was just there and made a macha. Maybe. Anyway. But it's, by the way, fact. Parents are much more sensitive to people getting involved in their kids than they used to be. Much more sensitive.
In a negative sense.
In a negative sense, correct.
Why do you think that is, Ron?
For a whole bunch of reasons, I don't know. Part of it is that we are so afraid that our kids are going to go up the D that we don't say no to them. We don't. It's reality.
That's part of the problem.
What?
That is the problem. You don't say no to the kids. That
you don't say no to your kids. You know. Okay, I don't get it. We're not doing clinical classes now. We are learning your mom protects your mama. Right.
They have more of a propensity to go upstairs now than 50 years ago.
Oh, much more. What are you talking about? In my days, when I was a Bach in Yeshiva, if you wanted to go up to Terek, you had to work on it for 6 months. You didn't have to go up to Derek in those days? What'd you do already? What could a guy do already? What, he's going to be Michal Shabbos? Why would he be Michal Shabbos? For what reason? He had to go sneak out from Yeshiva to go to a movie and hope he doesn't get caught. It probably was a G movie. Maybe. Probably. And then he went to the movie and didn't get caught one time, so 4 weeks later he snuck out a second time. Today, on the tip of a phone, he can see more schmutz than in my days you could sit in 10 years. It's everybody can see everything.
Look forward to the future then.
Social media is terrible. I mean, what people can do on a phone today? It's unheard of in my days. Plus the fact, and this is probably the real reason, the Velt says that the Rabbeinu Shlom, the Chazanis said that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave 50 years after the war for people to have an easy time in raising kids because to rebuild Klal Yisrael. Well, I grew up during those 50 years. They say over the Chazanis said that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave Klal Yisrael 50 years. Those 50 years expired in 1995. But till then, from 1945 to 1995, nobody went up to D. Nobody went up. And then it wasn't even a Havamina. Nobody even thought about those things.
My classmates went up there.
Yeah? Were their parents from?
Yeah.
Very unusual. Again, it was very unusual. It wasn't like today.
I think it's important.
I know we're really off the subject. Yes. Everybody should know, yes,
magazines, but there's a great article, this was Mishpacha, I think from Rabbi Bender, and they give a whole different class how great Shir Bachram are, you know. I think, you know, not to go off, it's like a... It's so easy.
Yeah, so Yeshiva Bachram today, the Nisyonos they have are unreal. Unreal.
We do stand up for them.
Unreal, 100%. I just over Wednesday night, I'm going to take the minute to say this. I heard this story from Rabbi Waxman. Again, I don't vouch for the authenticity that the Rabbi Chanan used to take Bacharim to the Chavetz Chaim for Shani Yom Kippur. Every year he took a bunch of Bacharim. So he told the Bacharim, look at the Chavetz Chaim, because you see him now, you'll never see him in the next world. He'll be way beyond your reach. So take a good look at him now. So when the Bacharim went to say goodbye to the Chavetz Chaim looked at them. Said, I want to look at you, Bacharim, now, because I don't know if I'll ever get to see you in the next world because of your Bacharim, what you go through, and you're still learning Torah.
Wow.
I heard this from Rabbi Waxman. I won't vouch for the authenticity of it. But the lesson is there, that every generation has nisyonos that the previous generation didn't have. And therefore, if you think about it, they deserve that chashivas. I'm asking. I agree. Anyway, going back to the Gemara. Amuk Sabar. Cut Nechon Nevelos, Aim Bezim, Metzuvim, Lav Rishay. Rashi, we did that. Lema Messiah, let's try to prove it. Layomer Adam, Havili, Latinik, Havili, Mifteach, Havili, Chaisim. Can't tell him, bring me the key, bring me the. What did he say? Chaisim? What? Seal. Elo, Menichi Toilish, Menichi Zairik. You can let him pick things off a tree. You can let him throw things in a Rishon Sarabim. Don't tell him to do anything, but don't stop him. Is a raya cut in Eichel Nevelos, ain't bazim at Sovel Avrishai. Zog to Gemara, no. Am Rabbaya, Tailish Batsa Shayna, Nanko Vazarek Bekamer, Zerabonon. It's only by rabbinic things. Who says by biblical things we don't have to stop him? By rabbinic things we don't have to stop him, as I mentioned before. Because the rabbinic issue is because you don't listen to the Rabbanon. If you're not capable of listening, it's not an isser. Whereas biblical is intrinsically isser. So therefore, Rabbi is answering, that's not a proof. You're letting him take off a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, so it's no biblical thing. And you're letting him throw in a Carmelist. A Carmelist is not a Rosh Hashanah, it's only rabbinically prohibited. Therefore, you don't have to stop him.
You're wasting your time because he's not about chiluch yet.
You're not mechuyev again.
It says maniach.
You let him. Leave him.
Because
don't stop. You don't have to stop
maybe
him.
Today's the day that he's going to understand.
I don't know. You see a three-year-old picking flowers, leave him alone. That's what it's saying. So the Gemara says, maybe that's only by rabbinic things, not by biblical things. I don't know why you're caught up with this.
Stopping him.
There's no Aveira. The question is obligation.
This is a strange word. Or
leave him alone.
If it was said,
you kill Meniach means you can leave him.
If the word Mutter would have been here, would have that have been a completely different understanding?
No, no. Meniach means you're allowed to leave him. You can't tell him, but you can leave him do it. Let him do it. That's what it's saying. You're not allowed to tell him to do something, but you can let him do something.
But perhaps if it was the right side, then you couldn't.
That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not saying perhaps. For sure. Gemara is saying you can't prove it.
Right.
Rashi. Zuck Rashi. No Rashi. Yeah, how will he make sense there? Because you're around the Shabbos. Tashima, we're going to try to bring another riot.
All our areas here's the era for 1 second. Everything is drabanan.
If you hold that you can make an Erev, then it's a drabanan. The machlokes rishayim, what makes Rosh Hashanah? If you hold that Taylor Road is Rosh Hashanah, then you can't make an Erev across Taylor Road. And then it's Rosh Hashanah, then it's a deraisa. Erev doesn't work. Erev doesn't work on a biblical domain. It only works on a rabbinic domain. So if you hold that these are rabbinic domains, if you hold there's an Erev, that means you hold your rabbinic domains. If you hold it's not an Erev, then you can't carry. There are people that don't carry in any Erev because they hold it's Rosh Hashanah. Depends what the translation of Rosh Hashanah is.
That person may mock on his kid that he doesn't hold the Erev, or he doesn't use the Erev. So
depends. If you hold it's Aser, then you can't. If you hold it's a Chumrah, then you can.
Someone passing that near the
Rosa. Well, we're really getting off the subject. There's a Shiloh, what makes you Shusarabim? 16 Amos wide, or 600,000 people a day? If it's 16 Amos wide, Taylor Road is Rosh Hashanah, 32 feet. And you can't make an Erev. If it's 600,000 people, then Taylor Road is a Carmelist. All city Erevin rely on that heter of... Now, it happens to be that in Cleveland Heights, we have an Erev that might work because it's mostly closed in. And if it's mostly closed in, that might even work on a wider scene. But the city Erev and the city Erev in any other city, including Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, is built on the fact that it's a Carmelist, not a Rosh Hashanah.
That's better Erev because it's a Rambam Erev?
Yeah.
Second Erev.
The Cleveland Heights Erev is a Rambam Erev, correct. It's mostly enclosed. It's Rav closed. By being rive closed with a wall, not with an Erev.
Right.
It's rive closed with walls.
University doesn't have only Cleveland.
Only Cleveland. Backyard fences. By the golf course, there's a fence. They went and measured, and they got at least 51% of the Rambam Erev has a wall fence. They use the back walls of severance. A lot of people have fences in their backyard. They used a lot of things, but they did the job. And that's why the other side of Blanche doesn't have that Erev. Because if they would include that, they wouldn't have 51%.
So seven circle is not in there?
Not in the Rambam Erev, no. The Rambam Erev, in fact, so off the subject, it's unbelievable. The Rambam Erev is even, people don't know this. If you walk on the other side of Taylor, from Berger Shul to the Academy, you're out of the Erev.
There's a wire right there.
You have to walk in the street, or you have to cross to the other side of Taylor. But he gets to the Academy, it switches, it goes around the Academy. Just like it goes around the Berger, Derech HaTorah's building. But on the other side of Taylor, the sidewalk is not in the Rambam Erev. So if you walk on Taylor Road from the Academy to Derech HaTorah or vice versa, you either walk in the street or on the sidewalk right next to the street on the other side of the wire, or you cross the street.
Who's in charge of the Rambam Erev?
Rabbi Gross and a few others that check it every week. Get checked every week. It's a much smaller Erev than the city Erev. It's a fraction of the size. It goes to Antisdale, to Taylor, to Revere. It's a very small, it's not a big Erev at all. I mean, it still has to be checked, but they check it weekly.
Is it a different Erev, or they're using the...
Totally different Erev. They're not Simach on a lot of the Terev. They have a real wire with real lechis. They don't use a different box amount.
And the wood that's on the bottom of the telephone poles are electrical poles.
That's the lechi.
That's the lechi.
Yes. And the wire goes exactly on top of that. The chiddush was they got Cleveland Heights to build it.
City
built it.
Oh, wow.
Because of the city, it meant that they could have an Orthodox community stay. They were told that it would be an attraction for people to move in. And by the way, so many people have moved in that the city thinks that the Erev really works.
No. Another word for Erev is called voucher. I don't think some of these people are coming.
Tashima!
The Bayez answer here that the whole Braisa is talking about a Darabanan, even so when you start, Lo Yomar Adam Latino is talking about in a Darabanan.
Interesting point you're bringing up.
I mean, it sounds like that.
Yes.
And then when Rabbanan's case of the key was also Carmelist?
No. That was just a rabbi.
So you can't bring a riot from that.
All we're saying is we can't prove Rabbanan's right.
Ah, here.
The said it was just a rabbi. Tashima comes to extinguish a fire. There's no danger to any human life. You can't tell him extinguish the fire. You don't tell him don't extinguish the fire. But you don't have to stop him. The guy is not your obligation. We tell him don't turn off the fire. Because you're mechuyav to make sure he keeps Shabbos. Now, the Gemara is assuming cotton of any age that comes to extinguish the fire. You're mechuyav to stop him. That means you're mechuyav to be mafresh him. Not like we said before. And for the Gemara, Amar Reb Yochanan ba'isar das aviv. That's because the kid's doing it for his father. The reason the kid's extinguishing the fire is because he knows his father wants him to do it. And we said that before. You cannot have a kid do something because he thinks his father wants him to do it. The guy is doing it for you. So he's also doing it for you. Your guy's not allowed to work for you. Zog the Gemara, not true. Mishari? The guy wants to get paid. He figures you're going to give him a present for doing it. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for his pocket. The kid's doing it to please his father. And when he's doing it to please his father, he can't do it. Going back to your lights and air conditioner. And the kid's changing it because he knows that he wants me to change the numbers, then you're not allowed to put him there. Correct. He still can't do something for you.
Rabbi?
Not the same as him not knowing the original. He's not.
Again, a 3-year-old can know that Tati wants me to do something, and he's not the age of Chinuch. Yes, Harvey.
Rabbi, every non-Jewish community in America has a volunteer fire department. This is what they do. This is considered.
Okay, so today, fire halakhas are totally different. Today, we treat every fire as a suffix sakanas nefashis. Because fires spread, people don't move out fast enough. Fires and halakha today are treated differently than in the time of the Gemara. It happens to be difficult for me to understand because I think today is less spread than they used to be in the olden days. What happened was in Europe, fires were extremely dangerous. They burned down cities at a time. So they tried
because everything was wood.
Do everything possible to extinguish it. The Reisters, Rabbanon's guy, Yid, you name it, you do it. That carried over to the United States. That any time there's a chash of a fire spreading, we are very makel in fires, especially in getting Gaim to extinguish it.
So I'm just trying to understand the Gemara's thinking.
They learned Hilchos Shabbos here today. I mean, I'm not giving a paskin, we're not learning whole Hilchos Shabbos on one leg. You understand what I'm saying, Harvey? So therefore, your question today, 100% mutter to get the fire department to extinguish the fire.
I'm trying to understand the thinking of what the Goy thought then. The Goy thought then, what? There's a fire and I'm going to put it out because why?
I'm going to get a present from the Jew for doing it. For saving his house.
So the idea was...
The guy didn't do it for altruistic reasons. He did it because the Jew is going to give him something.
Here's the essence of my question. Is the idea now that the Goy is different or the circumstances are different? We still believe today intrinsically that the Goy does things for his own reasons, but he has self-interest today because the idea took hold in the Middle Ages when cities were put together closely and houses were made of wood.
Volunteer fire department probably doesn't do it to get a present. Probably doesn't. I think that the guy is a different guy of today. There was not a volunteer fire department. Nobody felt any responsibility. This guy voluntarily comes and extinguishes the fire of a yid, and he feels that the yid owes him a lot. Today, there's a volunteer fire department. It's a totally different approach, I think. I don't think anybody in the volunteer fire department expects the homeowner to do him any kind of reimbursement. Again, I'm trying to put myself in their head. I don't think they do it for that reason.
Hence the name volunteer.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Rashi. Vaisadas Aviv. L'chabes Hadleikim. Shatinik Tzayfa Ba'aviv. He looks at his dad. V'roya Shanaich Lebkach. He knows his dad is happy. V'aviv Eimed Olam. V'aviv Kiyum Atzavei Ulasis. It's like commanding him. He didn't tell him it was lost. They had no inkling that he wants them to pick up the keys. He knows he will get paid. Ben Chaver Sharagu Leilach Eitzel Avi'im Ayamaret. The son of a Talmud Chacham. Now, I hate to use the word Talmud Chacham. Chaver and Amaretz in those days were people that were careful in Tumah Tahara and people that were not careful in Tumah Tahara. People that were careful in separating Miser and people that were not careful in separating Miser. Had nothing to do with the amount of learning. We translate Amaretz as an ignoramus, so Chaver became a Talmud Chacham, but it's a wrong translation. Chaver means reliable to do what he's supposed to. And Amaretz means people that take shortcuts and skip things and don't think they're important. That's what it means.
That's called Russia.
That's called an Amaretz. They're not Michal Shabbos. They take shortcuts and things that they think they can get away, not so important.
Meiser?
Yeah, because they say if you don't separate Meiser, you don't have to give it. It's only when you separate Meiser that you have
That's
to give
wrong.
It. I agree. We are in agreement. This is what happened. This is facts. They weren't careful in Mitzvahs. There was a minority of Amaratzim, significant minority, but a minority, that didn't separate Mitzvahs. Therefore, Chazal said, don't eat in their houses. So, Zok the Gemara. Ben Chaver Sharach Leitzalei Mi'ima Amaret. A Chaver has a wife whose father, his father-in-law, is an Amaret. Ein Chai Shishem, Shem Yachilenu Dvar V'Shem Mestukanum. He doesn't have to keep his kid from going there. He can trust that his father-in-law will not feed his kids things that are not correct. Matzah b'yadei peres. What if the kid has fruit that's not, that what? Eating fruit from his father-in-law's house. You don't have to be afraid that he's going to feed him things that are not mesukanim. But what if you, because you can trust that the father-in-law knows he has this right-wing son-in-law and he's not going to do it.
But he himself thought that his miser is fine.
Again, he knows that his son-in-law is machmer. Matzah. Paris ain't zakat klai. If the kid has some fruit, you don't have to take it away from the kid. Let him eat things that are not meiser. The raya that we are mekel cut no eichon nevelus ain't pesim mitzvah lafrishai. And there's no chinuch here. Remember, he's under chinuch age. And for the gemara, no raya. Rabbi Yechon b'dmai hikilu. It's rabbinic, meaning really most amaratzim take meiser. Biblically speaking, you have nothing to worry about. The answer is, Rabbanon said, don't eat by an Amoritz. It's rabbinic. Your kid's doing a rabbinic answer. You can look the other way if he's not a Yilichanach. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Shayna Mesukanim, Shayna Mesarim. Ein Zokik Loi Litla Himenu. You don't have to take it away from him. So now the Gemara looks at it and says, we just have a contradiction, Rabbi Yechanan. We tried to prove that... We tried to prove that you have to stop your kid. And Rabbi Yochanan answered, no, by Shabbos, he's doing it because his father wants him. But if not, you don't have to stop your kid. That means Rabbi Yochanan seems to side with saying, ain't Bezim Mitzvah Lavrishai. When it came to the case of the fire, we wanted to prove that Bezim has to stop him because the father has to tell him, don't turn off the fire. And we answered, no, that's different because he's doing it for his father. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered. That means Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say, ain't Bezim Mitzvah Lavrishai. Here we want to bring a Raya in Bezim Mitzvah Lavrishai, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's only rabbinic. I mean, which way does Rabbi Yochanan hold? In one way he answers one way, and one way he answers the other way. In fact, the, Gemara Ella time at the Demar, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be indicating, had it been Vaday Tevel, you would have to take it away from your kid. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say before that no, you don't have to? He doesn't know. All he's saying is these things are not proofs, that's all. Rashi. What? Well, if he held one way, he wouldn't try to get out of the other one. The kid's doing it because his father wants him to do it. No, by Shabbos. That's all Rabbi Yechon said, I said, my Shabbos. Again, pull back, go with it. The Gemara brought a raya that you were mechuyev lafrishai from the case of the cutting and the fire.
When he's doing it for all das oven.
No, the Gemara didn't say a word about das oven.
You're mechuyev lafrishai.
The Brisa said, if your kid wants to turn it off, you're mechuyev to tell him al techaba.
Why?
Because cutting eichel nevelos bezim mitzvah lafrishai. Rabbi Yochanan answered, it's not a proof. Because there he's Eisal Das Aviv. He got out of the proof against the Man D'Amar that said it's Mutter.
The reason where he says it's Al Chav is because he's doing
Al Chav. That's the answer Rabbi Yochanan gave. That means Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you don't have to stop your kid. Only there because he's doing it because you want him to do it. But regularly you don't have to stop your kid. Then, in this case, we wanted to prove that you don't have to stop your kid. Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, you do. There, it's rabbinic. That's why you're not stopping your kid. Make up your mind, Rabbi Yochanan. Which way do you hold? Do you hold you have to? So then why are you answering me, I said, that's other. Do you hold you don't have to? So why are you answering me, but why? You're giving answers on both sides of the issue. Why? What do you hold, Rabbi Yochanan?
You were inferring that if you say one, that you're contradicting what you said earlier.
And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know. All I know is this is not a proof and this is not a proof. That's all. Let's do Rashi. Look to Rashi. The answer is, Rebecca is saying, I'm not picking sides. All I'm saying, this is not a proof. This is not a proof. I don't know. We will continue Mezuzah Shema Monday morning, 6 o'clock. Sunday, 6:30, Chazara.